Bonnie James here. I'll tell you what, that son of mine, Parker, ain't nothing but a greenhorn. Sure, he spent summers on the family ranch, but now he's back and I'm proud. He wants to be part of farm broadcasting and agriculture. First, he has to pay his dues and ask questions of the ag experts most of us country folk would be embarrassed to ask but always wondered. Take it away, greenhorn.
Howdy everyone, this is Parker James with the Greenhorn. Today we're covering harvests. I am in the combine right now with Matt Olson. We're near the Vermilion area. We're harvesting some soybeans. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing good.
Matt, take me and all the other greenhorns through the process of harvest from the beginning of the day to the end of the day.
Well, there's some pretty long days. We've had great weather, so I've been really working through the soybeans. Get up early in the morning. I usually have about 3 semi-trucks that I have filled from the night before, so I've got to get those put into bins or haul them to the elevators. Hopefully by 10 o'clock, I'm in the combine rolling, depending on, you know, if there's much moisture or not the night before. And I combine all day, and I have help that comes. I get them hauling grain for me. Usually around 5, 6 o'clock, they go home, and I fill those 3 trucks, and that takes me till 9 o'clock at night, and then I got to fuel up the combine and get things ready for the next day or repair something that may have broke down and start another day.
Speaking of breaking down, Josh Cook got us in contact at Titan Correct. Machinery. Now, he does your service work for you. How much work goes into equipment during harvest time?
A lot of it has gotten more automated. I grease things daily, oil chains, and make, you know, checks throughout the machine. But yeah, when there's major problems, we've got to get Titan out here, and they've been real good about coming out and taking care of us.
How big is the battle on moisture when harvest season rolls around?
Well, it's always a battle. We've had a very interesting year. We had a lot of moisture in the spring trying to get my crops planted. Had a heck of a time getting them in. I lost about 500 acres of Vermilion River bottom ground to flooding, and then the water shut off. And we've had a dry late July into August. I think they were saying that we had the second driest September on record. So here we are the first part of October. We haven't had rain for several weeks and nothing in the forecast. So that's allowed me to get a lot done, which is good, but it's critical because we went from green beans to dry beans in 2 days. So some of these beans are starting to crack out of their shells, and once they fall out of there, they're gone. So
that 2 day drying, that's not normal, is it?
That is not normal. Usually, you know, you've got some fields that are green and some fields that are getting close to ready, and you kind of get the ones you can do first, and by the time you get them done, because other fields are ready, so it all kind of comes together. But the last couple years, we've had really warm falls, and it's good to get work done, but it makes everything ready at the same time, and that's kind of hard to do.
Well, Matt, I really appreciate your time. Thank you for having us here. And nothing like two bigger guys and one cab, right?
That's right.
Good news, ranchers. Leading pediatric and nutrition associations, including the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, now recommend introducing meats like beef, among other nutrient-dense foods, to infants. Your checkoff dollar supports the research and awareness of new guidelines that show beef's 10 essential vitamins and minerals, including protein, iron, and zinc, strengthen growth and development, creating new generations of beef lovers from Bite One. Get the full story at yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.